I'm sure someone can tell me what today is, as well as Alison's birthday. What's today? Mother's Day. Fabulous. Now, Mother's Day goes back a long, long time. The early Christians celebrated Mother's Day as a festival on the fourth Sunday of Lent in honour of the Virgin Mary, Mother of Christ. And then in England, it was expanded to all mothers, and it was called Mothering Sunday. So the most recent history where it actually starts to be written dates back to the 1600s in England, where people who were in service, so they worked in big houses, they might have been the maids or the cooks, went back to their mother church. So they would have travelled, probably been on their very rare days off of the year, as in one or two days off a year, and have gone back to their mother church, and probably saw their families as well. But the important thing was to go back to mother church. So it's a lovely day, and it's been celebrated for a long time. But today we're going to talk about motherhood in the 21st century, with images and different thoughts, and I'm going to try and have some participation from everyone. Everyone's got their heads on. Tom, can I have the first few pictures, please? Okay, so we've got Mother's Day picture, which has been made by a child. So it's quite colourful. Next one, Tom. And we've got the traditional flowers, haven't we, that everyone, it's a very safe, easy thing to send, which is wonderful. And the third one is a bunny. So what did those three pictures, what qualities do you think it says about mothers? Just very simply. What do you think a bunny is, yeah? So you want to cuddle a bunny, don't you? You want to stroke a bunny because they're nice and soft. That's what little girl's doing in the front. Anyone else? Anyone look at that? What do they immediately think when they look at flowers? And do they smell nice or nasty? Thank you. I'm very pleased. So it's really appealing to everyone. I quite like the flowers. Not that I've had my Mother's Day card yet, but I do like flowers on cards. But they appeal to everyone in terms of what they say and what they don't say. So looking maybe a little bit to one side, it's like an early glimpse of the portrayal of mothers. Sometimes motherhood isn't always as cuddly and soft and sweet-smelling as we'd like it to be. But to the second set of pictures. Tom? So these are family sets of pictures. Some have got their dogs with them, the whole family generation's there. Tom? It's a very, very old, so it's really the importance of putting all the family together and having the full pictures of families. And the last one, last picture of this, you might recognise. So obviously people might realise that Catherine is my daughter. So it's actually the family picture. So it's my grandmother, my mum, Catherine, and obviously myself. So what do the mother qualities suggest of those three pictures? What would we all like with mum? What do they tend to do? Except embarrass you, of course. So it's togetherness, maybe closeness. Different generations. So it's making sure all the generations come together, and often it's the mums that do that. The organisation and getting together. But obviously, sadly, my grandmother is no longer with us, but she was with Catherine for quite a few years. Relationships change with mothers through the years. I'm sure if all of us think of maybe our mothers who aren't with us now, but our relationship from when we were a child, a teenager, to youth, and then when we were mums ourselves, our relationship changes with them. So it's in all stages of life, mums are different. Now, these are another set of ladies, mums, that kind of come on. Now, this is a very famous mum to the teenagers. She is a blogger. I'm looking at Catherine because I'm not quite sure what she is. She's very famous in the YouTube world. So she's very, puts herself up very much as a real modern mum, always looking glamorous on YouTube. She has over 2 million subscribers to her YouTube channels, and she has over 90 million viewer views. So a lot of people see her as an ideal mum, very much in the modern world. Tom? Another famous lady that I think maybe a few more of us might know. This is Beyoncé, looking very glamorous with her only child, looking very calm, collected, and all together. which is lovely. What images do you think those two images suggest, both of them? What do those ladies look like? What do we think their lives are going to be like? Glamorous. And do they always look glamorous in photos, don't they? And if they don't look glamorous in photos, they get told off for being bad mothers and dreadful people. So they always look really, some might have help, but you might assume that they have help at home. So we have very much a perception of the people. It must be quite hard for these mums, because sometimes we all run out to the local shops and get a pint of milk, not looking our best, I'm sure. So a lot of challenges for them as well. So in short, motherhood is very different. It has a very popular conception, like the cuddly bunnies, and that all mums are loving and caring, as I'm sure all our mums are. And also we have a conception of what famous mums are like, as in they must have lots of help to look so glamorous and tidy all the time. And later on, we're going to think about what we think of our mums and what do we want to think of them as one-off words. So while the rest of the service goes on, I want everyone to think about the qualities of their mum.
We've now got our first Bible reading, which is from Luke 13 to 34.
Jesus said, "Jerusalem, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing."
So that was a picture from the Bible of an animal that was a mother. Anybody listening? What was the animal in the... Yes. It wasn't a rabbit in this one, no. Yes. No, no. It was a hen, a mother hen. So the mother hen was collecting all her little chicks under her wings to take care of them, to protect them. And Jesus was saying that God wanted to be like that, to gather up all his people and keep them safe under his wings. Now, has anybody ever seen a real hen? A few people, right? Have you seen them on the television, a real hen? Yes, yeah. And what sort of noise do they make? Yes. A clucking noise. That's it, yes, a clucking noise, yes. But if you go and try and hurt their chicks, have you seen what happens then? They get very cross then, and they start flapping their wings ever fast, like that, and say, "Go away, go away, go away." Has anybody seen a mummy dog with its puppies? Yeah, a few of you. Right, and the mummy's dog is very protective. She wants to keep her puppies safe. So she thinks that anybody's going to hurt them. What do you think she'll do? She won't cluck, will she? No, because dogs don't cluck. What do you think? She'll woof at them, yes. In fact, she'll snarl and growl at them. Go away, leave them alone, because she wants to protect them. Tom, have you got any pictures of any animals? No, we haven't, right, okay. So that's part of nature, isn't it, that mother animals will protect their little ones. And when we think about humans, with humans, is it just mums who protect their children? No, I think dads do as well, don't they? So mums and dads look after their children. Sometimes it's seeing they have the right food to eat and not too many sweeties. They have the right clothes to wear, so that when it's cold, they've got warm enough things to wear. So there's lots of ways of looking after baby or children, babies or children, or whether it's animals or whether it's humans. And then the hardest bit, when they grow up a bit, then the parents have to be ready to let them go. So whether that's a baby bird learning to fly, it's no good the mummy bird saying, no, it's too dangerous for you to fly. You've just got to stay here on the tree. Because that's not what birds do, is it? They have to learn to fly. They have to take that first flight. Maybe they get it a bit wrong, but they've still got to try. And it's the same with children, is it? When they grow up to be young adults, then they have to leave home. They have to learn to do things for themselves. And sometimes that's very hard, isn't it? Because everybody gets things wrong. But that's part of growing up, isn't it? Learning how to get things wrong in order to learn how to get them right. And we're now going to have our second reading, which is from Luke 8, 19 to 21. And Abby's going to read that for us.
Then his mothers and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mothers and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it."
Hope everyone's got their post-it notes. Good. So at the beginning of the service, we spoke about different mothers. I want you all to think about either your mum, someone who's like a mother figure for you, someone you admire. It could be the person, it could be your dad, if he's the one that looks after you. So what qualities do they have? So if you write down on your post-it pad, what's your quality? Tom, if you could put the pictures up there earlier. So if you're having a problem thinking about it, have a look at the pictures. And what qualities do you see maybe in them that we like of... So happy, smiley, cuddly, loving. When you've written something, if you want to come up or hand your sticky to Philip, stick it on the communion table. Do you want to come up and stick it on the communion table? So we have... Behind the people, patient supportive. Catherine, do you want to stick? Just being there. Caring, friendly and loving. Loving, encouraging and caring. Understanding. Kind. Chatty. Patience. We've got loving, happy, patient, clever, good at everything. It's very good. Loving, supporting, comforting, a rock.
You got
Charlie says she gives me snacks. She does the cooking. Hope she's good at it. And caring and loving, comforting, baker, happy, nice, always there, encouraging, another chatty. Oh my goodness, mate, I'm going to read them from a distance. So we've got nurturing, it's a good word, loving, kind, happy, another kind, loving. New ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I like that one. Someone's got a cool mum. I like that one. Beautiful. How lovely to have a mum described as beautiful.
Yeah, sweetie.
Funny. Is your mum very funny? Fabulous. And she's also loving and good at cooking, isn't she? Let's have a look. And she loving me. It's very nice. So we put the last picture up, Tom. If you all look at the famous lady, and any of the ladies actually, what could they be described as? So they do cooking, they're always there, they're happy, they're kind, they're loving. How would we just maybe some of us describe the lady? No? We could call her a superwoman, couldn't we? Or a nice say today being a super mum. So they all go out of their way to be there for other people, to help other people, supporting everyone around them, not necessarily family, but also friends as well. Looking at the post-it notes, there's so many different things that people think about their mums or the people that care for them. So we need to remember today that our mums are super mums today. So when you all go home, you're all going to be extra kind to mums and grandmas and the people that care for you. And we also mustn't forget Jesus' mother Mary, the mother of Christ, who this day was named in honour of.
We're now going to have our third reading from the Bible, which is John 19, verses 26 and 27.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
That reading from the Bible is a story which we'll be hearing a bit more of in 2 to 3 weeks at Easter time. It's when Jesus was on the cross, he was in a lot of pain and he was suffering, and he saw his mother Mary standing watching him, and I expect she was very upset and crying. But even although he was in pain and suffering, he told one of the disciples, and we think that was one of the disciples called John, "This is your mother." And he said to Mary, "This is your son." So he wanted his mother to be looked after, even when he was no longer there to do so. And he gave that job to one of his best friends, John. In the news at the moment, there's a lot about refugees. And you hear about children who've been sent on their own across Europe for safety. And I think it must be a terrible situation that their parents are sending them from, that it can be safer to send them on their own, perhaps with friends, perhaps not totally on their own, across Europe to an uncertain future. And that must be one of the hardest things that those people have ever done. The refugee situation is, of course, not a straightforward one. There's no simple answer. But to me, the care of those children is very important. And that should be the major consideration rather than any politics or economics considerations. We've given out a hand, and it's got various things on it. It's got God in the middle. And this is something for you to take home. But it's also got some other people on the fingers. Can you see who's on the fingers? Who's on the thumb? Yes. Me. Right. And on the next finger? Mum. That's right. And the next one? Dad. Yes. And after that, brothers and sisters and family. And then on the little finger, friends. So there's all those people are connected with us, aren't they? Now, some people may not have a mummy or daddy. They may not have any brothers or sisters. Hopefully, they've got some friends. But everybody has God. And God is a caring and loving parent and will take care of us whatever happens. So what I want you to think about now is what you could do to help one of those people. So or maybe more than one of those people. It depends how big your writing is, how much you can fit in. But is there something you could do to help mum or dad or brothers or sisters or friends or to help God? Because there's lots of things we can do to help God because he wants us to take care of other people. He wants us to take care of animals and plants and the world we live in. So there's lots of things we can do to help God. So hopefully everyone's still got their pen. So would you like to write down some things on your hand of things that you could do to help one or more of those people on the hand? It could be tidying up your bedroom. It could be not quarrelling with your brothers and sisters. It could be making friends with somebody who is lonely. Have a think and see what you could come up with. And as I said, the hand is for you to take home with you as a reminder of all these people and hopefully as a reminder of what you're going to do to help them.